Okay. We're trying to have some different ones in to give some updates to the court based upon some areas that we participate in, have financially in. Tonight is no different. I've asked if our Pinerol District Health Director, she's sort of new to the job, about 10 months in, but she is no stranger to this region, Ashley Tyler. And so I've asked Ashley tonight if she would come and address the fiscal court, kind of giving us a little update as to where they are currently and some things that they're working through. And so I'll turn the floor over tonight to Ashley. I apologize. We have an issue with our visual equipment tonight, but she had a PowerPoint she wanted to give us, but we have handouts tonight instead. So media, if anyone else didn't get one of those, we'd be glad to get you a handout. But I'll turn the floor tonight to Ashley Tyler. Ashley?
I need a stool, Judge. I'm a little short. As Judge Humphreys is saying, my name is Ashley Tyler, and I'm the director at Pinerol District Health Department. I took that position in November of 2024. Prior to that, I had served various roles in public health over the last 22 years, with most of that being at Pinerol District Health Department. What I'd like to do tonight is kind of explain our operations, how we operate as a district, and then also how our local health department operates, give you some information about services that we provide, and answer any questions that you all might have. Excuse me. So for those that are not aware, Pinerol District Health Department is comprised of five counties. We have Caldwell, Crittenden, Livingston, Lyon, and Tribe counties. Each of those counties have a local board of health, and then we have an additional district board of health that has representation from each of the local boards. Each district board, our district board meets quarterly, while Tree County's local board meets twice a year to support local operations in the county health department. We have an upcoming board meeting next week on Wednesday, October the 15th at noon at the Genesis Express building for our local board of health meeting. Included on the local board of health is 12 members, and that does include Judge Humphreys and a physical court representative, Pat Bush. Each of our five counties in the district contribute an equal percentage to support the operations of the health department. As a physical court, you all are aware y'all pay a quarterly payment to us based on that rate that is set, and then also keep the upkeep of the building, utilities. Heard you approve the quarterly utility building bill for this evening. When looking at our current Pinerol District's budget, we're currently in a good standing. For a large part, that's due to the support of the pensions crisis from the state and the pension subsidy that has been supported over the last couple of years. But like any organization that's going to require support from the state and from the federal government, there's always concerns about budget shortfalls in the future. So we do make sure that we're operating efficiently as possible on our daily operations, and making sure that we're prepared for any challenges that may come in the future. In addition to the quarterly support, as I said, the physical court maintains the health department building, including some renovations and maintenance over the past years. The most recent was in 2022 when we had the flooring redone, had some painting done at the building, and then in the last year we had the parking lot sealed, which we greatly appreciated. What I wanted to kind of cover with you all tonight is sometimes I know you see operations going on with the health department that are funded from grant funding that may not come directly from the physical court. So I have shared with you all a handout concerning some updates that we did, looks like this here, that we did in 24 and 25 that were funded with infrastructure grant money through the local health department and through DPH. And so some of that included, we removed the clerical workstation, or we installed a clerical workstation. What we did was we removed an old filing system that was in the building that we no longer use due to now being electronic with all of our medical records. That area was very tight for the clerical staff, and so we were able to remove that with that funding and then place in a workstation for them to be able to have some better storage and work area. In addition, we were able to install some employee health equipment, do an electronic sign installation that you all have seen out front, and also update our baby changing area for moms in the back. Additionally, we were awarded some funding by Family Planning Grant through DPH, and that funding was very specific on what we could do with it based on how that grant was written. And it was really to support our family planning efforts to encourage individuals to come into our clinic, update the area to make it more youthful is how they looked at that. And so we were able to put some new lobby furniture in. And if you've been in our health department, since we've updated the furniture, it's quite nice. The furniture previously had been there the 22 years that I've been in public health. And the commissioner came down and he said, "Oh, your chairs are purple." And now they weren't originally purple, they were maroon. So it was much needed. So we were able to do that. In addition, we were able to install some local artwork from Kim Maroc did pictures for us, and we were able to put those throughout the building of local landmarks throughout the county, and it looks very nice. We've had a lot of just people that thought that has turned out very well. In addition, we also did tenant advertising on the front windows and the doors. That is to protect the privacy of the individuals that are coming into our clinic and make sure that it's just a more private area for them. And then interactive activities for the children on the walls and in the clinic areas. So that's what we have done to the building with infrastructure grant money. We also are continuing to pursue other grant assistance to be able to do other activities throughout the health department too. But one of the things that I wanted to discuss with you all is the staff that we staff at our health department. Trigg County Health Department houses 5 full-time employees. We have a full-time registered nurse and clerical staff. We have a regional epidemiologist that covers pretty much all of the West Region but purchased area for us. And then we have a full-time environmentalist and a hands home visitor that we house in-house. In addition to that, we have assistance from other nursing services and clerical services that come in throughout the week to assist based on the number of services we see in Trigg County. We also have hand staff that come in throughout the week, and we have administration staff that share an office 2 days a week in house. So the past year, we have hired some new hands staff. We hired Melissa Burkhall, and she is housed in our office as a home visitor. And then our new environmentalist is Samantha Machaud, and Samantha is fully trained as of July to work independently for site evaluations, restaurant evaluations, and all environmental services. We currently have a vacancy in our diabetes program. Our diabetes health educator, as you all may be aware, Kelly Dawes retired back in July of this year. And so we have a vacancy for her position. In addition, we have an opening for a hands position, a hands specialist, who it's based on our program growing that we need that position filled. And that position has to be a registered nurse or a licensed social worker. Additionally, in your packet, you'll see that there's a 24-25 impact report, and that's going to demonstrate to you all the broad services that we provide through the health department. I think a lot of times, because health department focuses on prevention, we forget what all the health department does because we prevent it, and so we don't see the effects and of the other side of had we not prevented those different services, whether that's environmental, health education, or clinic. But just to kind of go over a few of those things, our clinic services, we have mandates of what we do have to provide through our clinic services. And one of the things that includes is supportive communicable disease control, including immunizations for uninsured children under 19 at low or no cost. We accept Medicaid, Medicare, and private insurances also for immunizations. Through our clinic services, we saw just over 3,100 patients last fiscal year just through the doors at Trigg County. We provided WIC immunizations, STI, TB, and family planning services. We have partnered with our school system, and that's a very strong partnership that we've worked to maintain as staff has changed through our health department, and then also as leadership staff and administrative staff have changed at the schools. But one of the partnerships we have done is this year we were at the back-to-school event and offered free immunizations and physicals to all students that were needing updated. And we did that on-site at the school, and then we were also open after hours for parents to come over to the health department. And that was very successful. I think we'll continue to do that in future years. In addition, in 2022, we started a program which is an off-site immunization program at the school. And what that does, it allows parents to sign their, based on the immunization needs, sign their students up for immunizations at the school with parental consent. We contact them and do all of the counseling over the phone, and then the student is able to get their immunization on site for middle and high school. And this prevents parents from being having to worry about taking off work, having their kid miss school, and also having them make an appointment to have it done. And typically, we've been able to provide immunizations to anywhere from 35 to 70 Trigg County students at one day, and that's been very successful. In addition, in 2023, we started our teen family planning program. This offers birth control options for teens regardless of their ability to pay to any teen that seeks services at our health department under Title 10 regulation. And we see this as a vital program in decreasing teen pregnancy and STI transmission throughout our health departments. On the opposite side of your impact report, you'll see the HANDS information about the HANDS program. For you that may not be aware, HANDS is a free home visitation program that's offered to all expectant parents across the state. It's regardless of insurance, it's regardless of income. Last fiscal year, we had 35 families enrolled in HANDS in Trigg County. These families receive weekly home visits from a trained staff that utilizes evidence-based curriculum to support growth and development of their baby from birth to age two. And parents can enroll prenatally up until the child is 2 months old. What's really interesting is I actually started in HANDS in 2004 is when I started my career in public health. And those children have been, they've been able to track the success rates of those children over the years that were enrolled in HANDS versus children that were not enrolled in HANDS that qualified. And what they've seen is children that were enrolled in HANDS and completed the HANDS program are more out to be ready for school entry at preschool, and also have less likelihood of child abuse and neglect and less likelihood of SIDS. So it's a very successful program over the years. Not only do parents receive vital information and free resources, they also receive age-appropriate developmental screenings and referrals if needed, if there's something that indicates the child has a delay. Our health education program is on the back of that impact report. And our health education program, they do a vast number of services and partnerships throughout all of our district and throughout Trigg County. And so a couple of those things that they do is a partnership, again, with Trigg County Schools, where we do risk reduction education in our high school and in our primary school. Our high school, we use a evidence-based curriculum known as Positive Potential. And in our primary school, we use Too Good for Drugs. And both these programs utilize educational activities to help youth understand the risk associated with drug and alcohol use and other risk-taking behaviors. These programs encourage conversations with youth, with their parents or their guardian or other individuals that they trust that are adult resources. Not only that, we also have a certified tobacco preventionist. She does one-on-one tobacco coaching with both youth and adults to help them quit using nicotine-related products for free. And her services, so the school system is required to have certain services available concerning vaping and anti-vaping interventions. And so they're able to utilize her services to help make sure that they make the mandates that they have for regulation. And that's been a very successful program. She is certified in a program called Catch My Breath, is what that's called. In addition, with our health education, we partner with all of our senior citizens centers, including Trigg County Senior Center, and we provide educational materials, food safety information, nutrition, encourage physical activity, and do preparedness activities with our seniors. And we do that throughout the year. We try to do that at least every 2 months with them. One of the other things that we do with off-site clinics is provide flu clinics. We're providing our physical court and court staff flu clinic coming up. Paper right off hand. And then we do that with our school system also. In addition, with our health education, we have our harm reduction program. And harm reduction is a core component that we are required to provide for public health. And so with our harm reduction program, what we've been able to do through grant funding and no cost to local government is be able to distribute Narcan kits. And so last year, we distributed 345 Narcan kits to individuals within Trigg County. And that's really done partially by a partnership that we have with our Trigg County Volunteer Fire Departments. And it's worked very well. We appreciate their partnership to do that. By doing that, what we have set up is Narcan stands at Cerulean, Caledonia, and Linton Fire Departments. That we make sure are filled with Narcan throughout the week, and those are self-serve where they're able to come and pick those up. Any individual is able to stop and pick that up. In addition, we have a partnership with LBL that we have a Narcan stand at the on the trace at the Deer Check Station close to Wranglers, and it's quite interesting. We're able to gather a lot of data from the way that the Narcan stands are utilized during certain times of the year versus what areas they are in. It's very interesting to know how we're serving our community and hopefully preventing overdose-related deaths. In addition, we do have a Narcan distribution box at the health department out front if you were ever to need that. We started this is probably the most new partnership that we have started concerning our harm reduction program is with our Trigg County Hospitals ER. And what we've done there is what's called a Leave One Behind bag. And what that is it's a bag that contains Narcan, it contains fentanyl test strips, it contains overdose awareness information and recovery options. And what happens is as staff assess a patient and see that they are at risk for an overdose related incident, then they can provide them that bag and all of that information. And we were able to see how that was working very well in Eastern Kentucky and some of their facilities and thought that it would be something valuable, so we've partnered with our local ERs to provide that. As for our environmental services, which is on the back page there next to our health education, a lot of times when it comes to environmental services, what I have found is a lot of individuals feel that our environmentalists are there for septic and food, and they don't realize the broad spectrum of what our environmental program actually does help to enforce and to maintain. So some of those things, yes, do include site evaluations, but it also includes the inspection of RV park, mobile home, and hotels. And they also investigate all animal bites that are submitted through the ER and have to follow up with them concerning rabies and follow up of quarantine of the animal, or if the animal had to be put down, then it has to be evaluated at Breathitt. They'll take care of that. In addition, this year, as you see from your report, I think there was 254 food service related activities. This week tends to be our most robust week, and I'm sure you all know why, because it's Ham Festival week. And with that, we do have additional staff coming over Friday to support the needs of the vendors setting up for Ham Festival to ensure public safety and to make sure that the food preparation is well on its way for the festival. One of the things that I'm proud of, I'm proud of a lot of things with public health, but one thing that we currently are working on that we'll be able to recognized on the 15th at our board meeting is we received a preparedness grant, and with that preparedness grant we were able to purchase satellite radios. We were able to purchase three of those, and one of those that we're providing to Trigg County Emergency Operations. So in the future, if we have failed cell service in an emergency situation, we'll be able to have that satellite radio here. And so Ms. Paula Flood will be receiving that at our Trigg County board meeting on next Wednesday. So as I said, you can see we have a lot of varying services that a lot of times go unnoticed, that it kind of possesses unique challenges of what the health department does in the community, because we want to prevent things, and in preventing things, it's sometimes hard to measure when nothing happens because we've made that prevention. Going forward in the next fiscal year, what we're working to do is maintain our current services, build on some services, and then strengthen our community presence and our partnerships with our local school systems, in addition to other partnerships. One of the things is going to be working with at-risk groups that includes immunization outreach to support herd immunity. And we're, you know, goal-oriented to reduce the risk of measles and whooping cough. As you can see, that has, we've had those issues in other areas of our state and other states. And we want to hopefully practice as much prevention as possible in our area to prevent that. In addition, we have written a grant to procure some funding for what's called table talks. And that will be used to inform parents on hidden dangers that their children might be exposed to within our community. And that includes dangers in vape shops, that includes suicide awareness, bullying awareness, all aspects of what the difficulties that our youth are currently dealing with. And then, two, we're working on a presentation for a teen safety driving event for our high school students. So I want to thank you all for inviting me here today, and ask your support of our local health department and our district. As you've heard, we do a lot of behind-the-scenes prevention, and you know, if there's ever any concerns or anything, please reach out to me.
Thank you, Ashley, for stepping up tonight and coming over and visiting with us, and I'm sure the court has a few questions. Anybody that has questions here, address us, and let's convey that through the court tonight, if it's okay. Jim, do you have a question you'd like to ask?
Well, I do. Currently, there's a COVID injection. COVID vaccine is not available here at the health department. I'd like to ask Ashley if they're going to get any more in.
Sure.
Yes, I'll be glad to address that. So we work under the guidance of what's called, it's under the state guidance of how we can administer that. And so what we are currently waiting on is the state to release that guidance. We do anticipate that being released in the next week or two. Once okay. that's released, we will have that vaccine available.
Okay.
So it is, and we will definitely be putting that out on social media, on the LED sign out in front of the building. But we are currently, that is where we're at a stall, is once we receive that. And that will be the guidance on that currently, based on what I presume, based on what I have been told, but until I see it for sure, will be any individual over 65 or at risk under 65.
Jim is a retired pharmacist, correct?
Thank you.
So he has a lot of insight on some of those areas. So. Maybe a good person at some point if you're looking for another board member sometime. I'm
yes,
sure he has
yes.
nothing else to do. He's in the volunteering mode these
yes.
days, so I appreciate
you. Yeah.
Yes, we may need to talk.
Okay, other questions about the court? I wanted to just get Ashley in and let you know what all they do. I mean, so you drop by our local facility and, you know, you think, well, I don't go there, but who does and what do they do there? And so some of you have day-to-day activity with them, maybe the environmental portion of that. So a lot goes on. You've seen what they do, some of the things that they maybe used to do, they don't do as much anymore, and public health has changed over the years. And I think most would agree that we don't know the direction it's going to take in the future, and it's really always subject to state and federal guidelines as they become changed or reduced or added to. They need to be adjusted down locally, and so we want to just bring Ashley in and kind of let you know what they do firsthand. If you have any questions about some of the services or some of the projects that they have done, either through local tax dollars or other funds that have been created to allow some of those changes, I'm sure she would like to answer those questions for you, and maybe even offline, or if you have a chance to talk with her. But does the court have any questions for Ashley tonight?
I did that well.
Good,
good.
I wanted just a couple things real quick. And the funds that we do send to the health department, those are part of your hospital health ambulance tax that we bill out. And so that's where that comes. We're the only county in the district who does not have a true a separate individual only health tax. So it comes as a portion of that tax item on your bill. And two, we talked about the smoking cessation. I think that's the proper term for it.
Yes.
I think a lot of us here at this table are old enough to remember there was a designated smoking section by the high school. So times have certainly changed as to what is expected, and the education has taught us a lot of things along the way with how that is utilized and the harms from those items. But it has certainly changed, and as we talked about change, that's just one of those that stuck out in my mind as you were talking about that today. So.
And Judge, when you mentioned the quarterly payment, that is set by the district board on what that payment is, so that all counties provide the same percentage of that payment.
Okay. Well, if there's no questions from the court, or anybody who would like to have something that's burning they need to know tonight about that, we would, again, thank you for coming, Ashley.
Well, thank you for inviting
us. You're free to go. We're going to be here a little while longer, but I know you've got to drive, so you take care.
All right. Thank you. Y'all have a nice night. Thank you.
You too.